My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, one of our scammers, Mavis Mills, is upset. But why? Listen and enjoy.
Mavis
is here.
Oh my God.
Mavis is here. I tell you, April 18th was a busy day. Mavis goes, long time. I go, hi, Mavis, how are you? She goes, I'm good, just with my brother. I go, oh, who's your brother? She goes, why do you ask? I go, conversations all. She goes, do you have a problem with him, or has he stole your money?
What?
April 18th was a very busy day.
Because that's how I respond when people ask me about my family members. Do you have a problem with him, or did he steal your money?
Now, do you think that these two are sitting next to each other?
Going, oh my God, what's
well,
going on?
Well, I did bring up
today?
Mickey Wynn, the brother.
Yeah, you sure did. I'm sitting here with my brother.
I go, no, why would you ask me something like that? She goes, because you ask who is just a sudden is strange. I go, because you mentioned him all of a sudden. Is he somebody who steals money? She goes, you've never cared about me. I go, what? I go, when you were talking to that guy, did I not say I was concerned for your well-being? She goes, which guy? Richard? I go, no, Adrian, I think was his name. Remember, she was
yeah.
like,
nobody gives a shit about me.
No, well, why?
Real life, not life.
Your poetry sucks. Real life, yes. Fake life, yes.
I'm waiting to hear that next. She's so pissed on that asshole had that shit poetry had to sit through.
She goes, forget me. I go, what? She goes, I'm not important to you after all. Unfriend me now.
What?
I go, what are you talking about? Why are you mad at me? Did I miss something?
Where is this coming from?
She goes, because you called my brother a thief.
What?
I go, no, I didn't.
You called my brother a thief.
Now, keep in mind, I'm dealing with both these assholes at the same time.
He just said, hi. Yeah, who's your brother?
Yeah.
No, that's it. Not unfriend me.
I go, I asked you who he is, nothing more. You asked me if he stole something from me. I go, your words. I go, do you have a problem with him, or has he stole your money? She goes, I just don't want to have any problem or anything with. I go, I have no problem. I was inquiring about you and your family. And you've gone crazy all of a sudden. Keep in mind, the day before, I warned DJ.
Wow.
It's been like 4 weeks since I've spoken
yeah,
to him.
God almighty. It was like, good morning, and the fight was on. Holy shit.
She goes, unfriend me. I go, why?
Unhand me, good sir.
She goes, it's not fair to Belinda that you married and still talk to her.
Whoa.
I go, do you talk to Belinda? She goes, have to send her a massage and warn her. I think she meant message.
Stop right now. They have to be sitting next to each other. It's the same person.
Yes, that's what the chat says.
Not the same person.
I have to send a message. If you have to send a message, how do you know about so much shit that just happened?
Tap her on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Hey, stupid. How's it going for you?
Yeah.
You know. Do you think they're sitting together or it's the same person? Or
you know what would be really something, though? If they were sitting next to each other, don't you think Belinda would have said, I think you're talking to somebody else at the same time? Because he was.
Yeah.
Right?
So I go, do you have any idea what I'm sacrificing and losing to be with her? She goes, I will send her a message on Facebook. You are a cheat and a liar, just like every other guy.
Wow.
Well, in Africa.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah.
I go, she knows I'm married. Why do you think I'm getting a divorce? I fell in love with her, well, Agnes, and then filed for divorce.
Yeah.
You can't blackmail me because I'm an open book with Belinda. Nice to know you. A try, though.
Yeah.
That might be a new, you know what, now I'm thinking about it, that probably could be a new scammer that's doing the role of Belinda. Because, yeah, you know, you're married, so, yeah, this has been, believe me, I've been doing all the clips, this is a scenario that's been played out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With all the cards on the table, so why is this a problem?
Yeah.
She goes, because I saw on your profile you're still married. If you're married, then why would you want to be with her? It's not fair. You fuck your wife in day and night and promise her the world.
I only could.
Day and night, wow.
This shit, there's no time. I go, it was not my intention. I'm in a bad marriage. My divorce is pending. It's in the courts, and I want to stop right here.
Sounds like the beginning of the show.
It's a theme night.
Joe did the scammer clips from last week, and there was like divorce proceedings in the scammer clips.
Right.
So I put there me and the wife getting a divorce. I actually had a comic
reach out to me and was very concerned. I'm like, no, it's bullshit.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It's my co-host page.
Yeah.
You sure it's not Joe's page?
Hey, let me call you somebody who could use a
talk. No, it's my co-host page.
No, I remember that when you put something up.
Yeah.
And you said, look, I'm going to put something up on my page. It's not real. It's for the show.
But the funny
thing, I'm glad you did because I'd be like, what?
But the funny thing is I was just browsing through it.
Yeah.
And then I see, like, pending divorce and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I didn't catch it at first, and I'm like, why is he putting shit about my, what's going on with me, Ron? And then I read, and then I caught it,
yeah,
that it was the scammer thing. I'm like, I got it.
I guess I averted an angry email.
Yeah.
You just did, because I just caught it. I'm like, oh, shit, no, that's
not about me.
That's the scammer stuff. All right.
You fuck your wife day and night and promise her the world. I go, it was not my intention. I'm in a bad marriage. My divorce is pending.
Sounds
it's
like
in the
vows.
And I, what?
Sounds like wedding vows. Oh, fuck you, day.
I go, I fuck nobody. I've been faithful to Belinda since she asked me to. I spent hours talking and thinking about her. She goes, she has to be stupid to believe you. And me, you.
And me, you.
I didn't say that, but.
And me, you.
I go, I promise nothing. I go, why are you being a bitch to me?
Good.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I go, I did nothing to you but try to be a friend. She goes, unfriend me. I go, why do you hate me?
Jesus Christ.
Because you're a cheat and a liar. I go, Belinda knew about my marriage when she started talking to me. I did not plan for this. You're the one who was hidden behind fake profiles, not me. She goes, which profile? I go, we've been over this. Whatever, unfriend me. I go, did something happen to make you act this way towards me?
Yeah, somebody leaned over.
Yeah. Hey, you know what he's telling CJ? Yeah.
She goes, delete me.
CJ.
I go, what do you think I did to you? You cheated on your wife and Belinda. I go, I've been completely honest with Belinda. My wife knows it's over. I've never touched Belinda, so I did not cheat on my wife.
Tell her to go to the page and listen to the clips.
Well, the clips weren't there at the time, Joe. I go, since Belinda asked me to be true to her, I have touched nobody else. You pretend you were a white woman to my friend. You made fake profiles using Belinda's names. Are you there? Unfriend me. Have a good day.
Good day, sir.
I go, what did I do to you? I've not reported you to Facebook. I protected you, which you do not know about because I thought you were a good person who did some bad things. And then I get blocked.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.